This is the Uncanny Creativity Podcast from Sketchy.com, SKETCHEE.com. Today's episode is Planning Your Projects. Hey, if you haven't been going to the website lately, first of all, this is the rebranded Sketchybook Podcast. It's a productivity podcast. It's pretty much what it was before. So, go onto the website, check on the blog. I'm getting it updated more and more often. We have lots of guest posts, and if you want to guest post, please go on there and hit the contact button and let me know. We also have a survey going on, trying to talk to some people who have been working maybe for a little while, maybe for a long time, and talk about your experiences. If you're new or old or whatever, please go on there, take the survey. You don't have to answer all the questions except the one about yourself, as far as a one-sentence bio. You know, say your website and stuff, and we'll try to promote you in a future blog post or podcast. Today's episode is planning your projects. So let's get into the main topic, and then we'll follow that with a little project for you to do that's part of this new format I'm trying out, so let me know what you're thinking of it. So planning your projects. First of all, let's talk about managing your time. Look at your calendar. See if you can set deadlines with time for unexpected problems. If a client wants something by tomorrow and you honestly don't think you can do it within that time frame, tell them that. Just be honest. They'll appreciate your honesty. If you want, you can apologize and say, "I'm sorry, I just really don't think I can achieve your goals at this time." If you find that you've set yourself, say, a two-week deadline and you think that's perfectly manageable, plan it out. Write out, you know, when do you need things from the client? When are you going to get things to the client? Say, if the client gets something to you by Monday, then you can get it back by Thursday. And let them know that if they're late, it's going to affect the whole timetable. Although, you, of course, be understanding and all that fun stuff that, you know, you're going to have to do. So I would say avoid taking quote-unquote rush orders. It's either you can do it within a time frame or you can't. I wouldn't charge a rush fee. I would just say, depending on your time frame, that does affect the pricing. You don't want to become, you know, that person that they turn to. Everything becomes a rush and you become super stressed out. I'm not too thrilled with the idea of the rush order fee. You know, maybe that works for you, but I would avoid trying that out at all costs. Just come out with some kind of pricing scheme that takes care of those different kinds of situations. If you're planning out, say you're designing a full website, this is just an example. I'll try to apply this to whatever kind of project you may be doing. Plan out every section of the website. Consider every page that's going into it, every item or module that's on the page. Describe the sections. This can be part of your proposal to the client and say, here's what it looks like we have to do. And put your pricing down that way. Definitely focus on your own responsibilities and tell your client what you'll need from them. A lot of clients don't realize going in that, you know, you can't take care of every little bit for them. You need feedback from them. They'll need to be providing you, in some cases, with copy or a guideline or outline. They'll have to provide something. So let them know what you need from them. And just tell them, this is what I need to do, what you want to do. For a simple scope project, such as business card design, decide the hierarchy, format, audience. Those are the kinds of questions you'll want to get out early and figure out both for yourself and for the client. It may be something that you want to just share for yourself and think about and just go on to the design work aspect if you don't think that they need to get into that level of detail and just pitch your ideas. I mean, I'm that type of designer that just, I like to run with my own ideas and then say, here's what I got, what do we have to change? if it's paid work, ideally you want to have your outline or brief approved before quoting your price. I know a lot of times the clients will say, oh, well, I really have to get this done. I don't have time to go through this process. But it's important for you to know the scope of what you're pricing. And it's important for them. Tell them, you know, you don't want to have to change your price in the middle of it because you didn't know that you had a whole huge chunk of this project to do and it was never discussed. That's why it's important to get on the same page. Stick to your established system as much as possible. I mean, you have to work with the client and do things their way, but when it comes to getting things from them to you, you wanna put it in your system, use your invoices. If you have a contract, tell them this is my standard contract and I would prefer to use it. It just makes things a lot easier and faster for you, and you can explain to them, you know, your smaller operation in some cases than they are. They may be a huge, huge business, and say there's a certain point where you can't, you know, go through and review huge contracts and paperwork. If you can avoid it, at least it's worth a shot to try and pitch your system and your invoices and, you know, tell them your process. Don't procrastinate. Do your part as quickly as you can do it. As quickly as you can do it well. If you can get things early to the client, that makes things easier for you and for them, and you don't end up stressing at the last minute. Pause to reflect. Include in your deadline time to review the current work from everyone involved. Pad things out. Include this period where you say, this is the day I'm going to look over all of the work, make sure I have everything I need. Especially if it's a longer term or larger project, that's important. Maybe with a business card, it's not small, you can just knock it out. But if you're doing this huge, you know, book design and you're going through every page, you have to include time to dissect every little thing you've done and make sure no one's missed anything. As far as planning the creative work, do creative studies on the details of work. If you get out your sketchbook, you know, just write on a piece of paper whatever you want to do for that process. You've talked about a lot of those idea-generating things. Especially if you don't have a well-formed idea, one of the smaller parts might inspire you. You know, sometimes you're sketching something or writing something and you see that you can expand on it to the larger scope of the work. Figure out the format and size. That might be something that's given to you, or in a lot of cases, you'll be the one to decide. You have to figure out your paper stock and all of these kinds of designer details that are fun, but that's something to put together. Overall, be consistent in organizing the output of your work. By that I mean the actual design, whether it's a website or whatever. Be consistent in, you know, the way you use headlines or body copy, reuse fonts. Stick to just a couple typefaces. For example, in magazine design, we often stick to a couple of typefaces, at least within the features or the stories. And say I have one feature, I'll use a headline, and then I might use some variation on that for the subheads, and just simplifies things. And then, you know, consistency. Each subhead has to be, of course, the same type as the next, and the body copy doesn't really change. That's pretty much it for the tips I've collected on planning your projects. You'll see we'll have a few notes in the show notes about everything we've talked about here. And here's a project for you. Try a new medium. Try something different. We've talked about web design. We've talked about page layout. We've talked about business card design. Try a project on your own that you haven't done before. This is just a creative exercise for you. This is part of our new format, just to give you some creative exercises, because this podcast is about getting out there and doing things, not just waiting until the last minutes. And it's about just getting more organized so that you can do the kind of work you want to do and then have more time to relax. That is it for today's episode. Again, check out the blog. It's called, it's been a little rebranded. It's on sketchy.com, and it's called Sketchy Ideas, a creativity blog. We have had a lot of guest posters, and I hope you'll at least go and fill out the survey, or if you have an idea and want to pitch a post you want to do, definitely would love to get some of you involved with that. You can follow me now on Twitter. That's the big thing, right? It's just Sketchy, SKETCHEE. And you can go get to that from the website as well. That's SKETCHEE.com. I also have a Google Voice number if you want to call in and pass on some tips or feedback or anything on your own. It's 231-SKETCH-5. That's 231-753-8245. So call in. Let's see how it works out. Leave a message about the show or any topics you have coming up, or if you just want to, you know, leave a message and say, hey, Brian, I want to do a guest post. Here's my idea. Anything like that, give us a call. So let us know. How do you handle and plan your projects? That's it for today's episode. See you next time.